Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Sun's Washington Bureau. John, you're covering the story of the, we think, promotion of Carolyn Colvin to head a major agency, the Social Security Agency, and yet running into some problems with the Democratic side of the equation.
Carolyn Colvin has been the deputy at the agency since, actually for several years, but she's been the acting commissioner since last February. And we waited a long time for her nomination, and now begins the process in the Senate. I think she's bound to get questions from Republicans about sort of trust fund issues and some of the controversial aspects of Social Security. I think she's also going to get a lot of tough questions from Democrats about service cuts that the agency has made due to budget cuts that have been handed down by Congress, and also office closures. Closing a Social Security office is a lot like closing a fire station. It's very important to the people in the neighborhood, and that is a bipartisan concern.
It's probably an even more difficult moment for her, given what's been going on at the Veterans Administration. She's right on the heels of that.
Yes, a lot of people have drawn that parallel. I think anytime you have a confirmation, it's easier to come in if you don't really have a record, right? People aren't really sure what you're going to do. But Carolyn Colvin's been doing the job now for more than a year. And so I think you'll see, again, both parties looking for things they can criticize and also praise. I mean, she's gotten a fair amount of good relations with the unions that represent the employees there. A lot of people give her a lot of praise for not instituting furloughs during the budget sequestration. She's had to manage during a pretty difficult time.
You know, when she was the Secretary of Human Resources in Maryland in the Schaefer administration, she handled an equally sort of difficult situation. There were lawsuits about child abuse that the state of Maryland was not dealing with the way it should, and foster care. And people thought that she was solid, dependable. I'm quoting somebody that covered her at the time, very capable, and took over and sort of reduced the drama.
I think she will be confirmed ultimately. But I think that members of both parties, one of the things they want to get out of it, I think, is a better system for deciding which offices get closed and how Social Security closes them. Nobody blames the current administration at SSA for closing field offices. I think it's understandable given the budget constraints. But what people do have an issue with is the fact that the public's not engaged in it. Local officials often find out from newspaper reporters.
It's a six-year term if she's confirmed. Is that correct?
Right. So the six-year term is important. It puts a lot of additional pressure on this because this is one of the appointments that will go into the next presidential term. It's interesting on the trust fund. It always comes up as an issue. It's very controversial. Past Social Security nominees have been able to entirely avoid that by pointing out the truth. And the truth is that the commissioner has virtually no control over what happens with raising payroll taxes or reducing benefits or adjusting the increase chain CPI, as it's called, which would mean less annual increases for seniors. Those are decisions that are really left to Congress and the presidential administration.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.